Let's just review the facts so we can focus on the appropriate issue here. So again, I thought that review sheet was excellent, if I say so myself. So what do we know? So we know in the Mishnah, right, we know that if I have in mind to be mefagel one of the two chalos that I bring with the shnei kvasim, so according to Rav Yossi, only one is affected, and according to Chachamim, both are affected. So the Chachamim would say, in a sense, right, that the chalos are a unit, whereas Rav Yossi would look at them as discrete parts, right? Then Brisa number one of the Gemara, which Rav Huna tries to line up like Rav Yossi, that Brisa says that if I have in mind to mefagel yerech yamin, right, it will not affect yerech small, okay? Again, implying that in this one unit, there are discrete components, okay? Okay. Okay, so again, so now Brisa number one, if it learns like Rav Yossi, it would seem to fit into Rav Yossi's Mishnah because it seems to indicate that I can be mefagel one, A, and it doesn't affect B, right? And of course, the difference in this case, it's on one entity, all right? It's, God. All right, so now the Gemara presents Brisa number two, right? And with Brisa number two, the question the Gemara now brings up is that who is Brisa number two like, okay? Because at Brisa number two, what do we see? So the Gemara says, it says, Eisevei Rav Nachman L'Rafuna, right? La'olam ein bo kares ad sheyifagel b'shtein v'chazayas. B'shtein in ba'achas v'hen lo. That sounds like a strong endorsement of Rav Yossi's position, because what you're going to say is when the guy has in mind to bring them together by eating a kazayas from them, okay, we're going to ignore the issue of chatzi kazayas for now, okay? We're going to ignore that. But when I bring them together, right, so now they're both pigle, but achas mehen, if I only had in mind, let's say, on one of the two, okay, it wouldn't affect the other, okay? So far, so good. This wouldn't be such a problem. But Gemara asks what on the surface does not seem like a powerful kasha, but really is a powerful kasha. The Gemara says that can't be. All right, now we have to take the Gemara's assumption that it wants Brisa 2 to follow from Brisa number 1. So the Gemara says, well, it all depends on how you look in Brisa number 1. If you look at Brisa number 1 as being a case where it's one guf, then there's no possible way you could ever have a discrete pigle. Meaning, if I was mefagel on the Yerech Yomit, it would have to affect Yerech Small. And then Brisa 2 works out very nicely, because in Brisa 2, the chiddush is that even when I don't have one guf, I can take two gufos and make them into one guf, and then whatever affects one will affect the other, okay? But if you learn that way, then Brisa number 1 can't line up like Rav Yossi. If you want to learn Brisa number 1 is actually two gufos, when I see this unit, I'm actually seeing discrete parts, okay? And this is the part you have to explain. The Gemara says, then it will make no sense to say I could ever be mitzarev the two chalos together, b'kazayas, right, and have pigle work on both. That would be an absurd possibility, okay? Why? That's the question. Why is it so absurd to suggest if I hold two gufos when it's one unit, that, of course, tziruv can never work? Why is that the case? What's bothering the Gemara here? And are these compelling questions that the Gemara is offering? Let me flesh it out a little bit. I'll explain to you the Gemara's reasoning. The first question the Gemara asks is simple to understand, because the Gemara is saying that if you treat the korban as one guf, okay, which means the guf itself is never subject to isolated acts of pigle, right? Meaning that if I'm mefagel on Yerech Yamin, right, I'm mefalek on a chelik of the korban, right? But there is no chelik of a korban if it's one guf, because it's one entity. So whatever I'm mefagel on will affect the entire thing, right? And then it makes perfect sense to learn a brisa to a chiddush, that even when I have discrete gufos, my machshava, which the Gemara is assuming, being mitzarif two things with my machshava is, in quotes, less, so to speak, than what's happening in when it's one guf. So the chiddush is I could take two discrete elements and create an idea of guf echad. But if you learn that way, then brisa number one can't be like Rav Yossi. But here's the interesting part, and this is the key, okay? This is the key. And again, what the Gemara is really trying to do is it's trying to get into the heart of what Rav Yossi would have to say in Brisa number one, for it to work with Brisa number two, which is like this. Let's understand what it means when the Gemara says that in Brisa number one, there are two gufos, okay? So like we said last time, that means the korban is discrete components, right? Now let's play that out, okay? Let's play it out what that actually means. In other words, even though they're physically attached to each other, right, what does the Kohen have to do to create pigle in the components, in these quote-unquote infinite parts of the korban? What does he have to do for pigle to work on various components? Right. Okay, he has to identify one. I mean, he has to do a discrete Maisa Pigel on each part of this unit. He has to say, I'm Mefagel on Yerech Yamin, right? And when he says, I'm Mefagel on Yerech Yamin, of course it has nothing to do with Yerech Smol, because just because it happens to be they're all connected to each other physically, I'm actually looking at, so to speak, a puzzle where all the pieces are not quite put together, right? So what I say about that piece of the puzzle has nothing to do with the other piece of the puzzle. They're separate entities, legamre, right? So I would have to do an act of pigle on each component, right? So that there can never be an idea of a pigle ever relating from one component to another without me doing a discrete maisa pigle on each one. I have to do an act of pigle on this, and then an act of pigle on this. So let's say the Yerach Yamin, Yerach Smol, what would the guy have to do? He'd have to do a maisa pigle on Yerach Yamin, and he'd have to do a separate maisa pigle on Yerach Smol, right? And here's the key thing. That doesn't mean they're connected to each other. They're two discrete acts of pigle. So that thing is pigle, and that thing is pigle. But the mices have nothing to do with each other, right? I would have to do a discrete mice of pigle on each one, okay? So if that's true, then why for sure could Siruf never work? Very simple. Because the answer is that if you're telling me when I actually have a physical unit, right, even though they're physically attached to each other, they're actually multiple discrete entities that have no relationship to each other, and that's borne out in the fact that I have to do a separate Maisa Pigel, then what I'm doing by Tziruf is I'm actually trying to create a Guf Echad. But there is no idea of a Guf Echad. There's no mechanism to ever create a Guf Echad. Through, and at all, because even if my mind is to create a guf echad, they're still always separate gufos, by definition. In other words, if a guy in the case of the korban said, I have in mind, let's say he said, I have in mind to be mefagel yerech yamin, okay? That can only affect the yerech yamin. And if he has in mind to be mefagel yerech smol, he has to do a separate maisa pigel and yerech smol because they are separate gufos, right? And there's no mechanism to ever be mitzarif them together, even though they're physically connected. So even more so, how could a person ever create a guf echad through machshava? There's no idea of a guf echad here ever able to be expressed. That's what the Gemara is trying to tell you. It's trying to tell you, if you're telling me in a case where I have a physical thing, right, but they're always considered separate from each other, that means the idea of guf echad doesn't ever emerge. Right? Pigle requires a separate Maisa Pigle on each one. I can't come along and say, I'm being Mefagel the two together, because in doing so, I'm trying to create a Guf Echad. And with the Guf Echad comes ideas of one affecting the other. But there's never an idea of one affecting the other when it comes to Pigle if you hold a Shnei Gufos. Such a thing's an impossibility. That's what the Gemara is saying. That point. Guf Echad here means a bi-directional Pigle. That's the idea here. It's a bi-directional Pigle. But if you're telling me I can't do a bidirectional pigle, definitionally, right? So then if that's true, then what would Siruf help? Because Siruf, you're trying to create a guf echad. Because what does a guf echad mean? It means what I do for one affects the other. But that's an impossibility. Because we never have an idea of you can never have a guf echad by pigle. You can never have this idea of a bidirectional pigle taking place. It's impossible. That point. That's an important point. Remember, there's always some type of tzirif taking place here. For example, I have in mind to do shchita, right? And to do zrika at a later zman. So there is a tzirif, okay? The problem here is that tzirif is taking place, the issue is a tzirif of these two discrete objects. That's a different kind of tzirif than being mitzarev one avoda to another. This. Now the Gemara says, ha money. Now the Gemara's question is a funny question. Gemara says, one second, not so fast. Who is this second Brisa actually like then? Okay? All right? Meaning, maybe we can save Brisa number one, like Rav Yossi, and just figure out who Brisa number two is like. Maybe Brisa two is not like Rav Yossi. So Gemara says, maybe you'll say it's like Rebihi. It's like Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Because what do we see? Desanya hashochet es hakeves lechol chatzi zayis michala zu v'chein chavero lechol chatzi zayis michala zu. Rebbe Omer, Omer anish zeh kasher. Let's be careful. Okay, so what's the case? The case is where the guy has in mind, again, we're back to our shnei kvasim here. Now, what does he say? He says, I'm shechting this keves, okay, with in mind to have half a kazayas of one challah, and then this keves with having a mind to eat chatzi kazayas of that challah. That's a little bit different on the surface than being mitzarfed and together to have one kazayas. It adds up to the same, but there's a subtle difference there. So what does a person say? He says, shochet es a keves, to only have half a kazayas of one challah, and then shochet the other keves, and having in mind a chatzi kazayas of the other challah. Rebbe says it's kasher. What do you mean it's kasher? It means, what does he mean it's kasher? Time of Amar, chatzi chatzi. Okay? Ava Amar kazayas mishtein mitzarif. What does that mean? What does it mean to say that, what does it mean to say that Rebbe says it's kasher? Just factually, the answer is, the answer is very simple. Remember I told you guys before, in the first way of learning, the previous way of learning, don't focus on the fact that it's chatzi zayas. Focus on the fact that it's the tziruf of gufos. But now the Gemara is saying, one second, that's not what the address of that brisa was talking about. It was talking about a din and avoda, meaning why would it be kasher according to Rebbe? Because if I did shecht one keves for half a challah, there is no achila of half a kazayas of challah. Right? The minimum shear of challah, right, in avoda is going to be a kazayas, right? So I haven't done anything. So if I shecht one keves and have in mind a chatzi kazayas, I haven't done anything. If I shecht the other keves and have in mind half a kazayas, I haven't done anything. But the chiddush in brisa number two is, if I have in mind to have one kazayas from both, then pigel could emerge. So the Gemara is saying, you're addressing the wrong issue in brisa number two. Brisa number two isn't telling us a chiddush in tziruf of gufos. It's telling us an idea of tziruf of avoda, meaning that what can I do? I can. There's normal. There's a havamina here. This is a clear havamina. You would think that a guy could go ahead and say, I have in mind when I shecht one keves half a kazayas and the other keves half a kazayas the other challah. What you would say is that's a good pigle. That's a good pickle, right? No, the Gemara is saying, according to Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, it wouldn't work, right? That pickle wouldn't work. It only work if I'm mitzarif them by saying, kizayis mishtayan. Then that would be a good pickle. So the Gemara is saying the address of brisa number two was incorrect. The point of brisa number two is a chiddush in avoda. The Havamin is saying that I can go, I mean, it's really a machlokas between Rebbe Yehuda Nasi and the Chachamim, but whatever. The Havamin is saying that if I shecht one keves, chatzi kazayas chala echos, the second keves, chatzi kazayas chala sheni, right? The Havamin would say is that pigle works. Because I can add up the chatzi kazayas of one chala plus the chatzi kazayas of the other chala. So the maskana is, no, I can't do that. It's only when I have in mind to be mitzarif them together through the kazayas, right, that I can say pigle would work. You guys need a little help with this. This isn't easy, okay? Okay. We had an idea before, okay, if you recall, early in the year when it came to the sugya of tnufa, I don't know if it was tnufa or malicha, one of the two, but there's a very unique thing when it comes to avoda itself, okay? This is not about the chalos yet, okay? But avoda itself is that there's two ways you could look at avoda, at the steps in avoda. You could look at each step as being discrete, right? You have shlita, and you have a kabbalah, and you have a Zrika, and we know that's true because you make a bracha on each one. So on the one hand, they're discrete steps. On the other hand, they're all part of an overall process of avoda, right? So the tension of tziruf between them is, on the one hand, they are discrete steps. On the other hand, they're all part of a greater process of avoda. If you didn't have those two elements, pigle could never work. So we look at them both as separate steps. On the other hand, though, they're also part of an overall process, okay? Right? That's normally, when it comes to pigle normally deals with those issues, which is understanding that what's the person doing? How does a tziruf work by pigle? He could take two discrete steps, a shchita and a zrika, right? And since they're both part of an overall process of of avoda, he could tie them together. Okay? That's the normative way that pigle works. right? I'm taking two discrete steps that in and of themselves are their own concept. But at the same time, since they're part of a greater trajectory or process of korban, excuse me, of avoda, I keep making that slip, of avoda, I can tie them together, okay? Now, no, by chalos, that's exactly the point. In other words, what the Gemara is now going to try and understand is that works very well when it comes to steps in avoda. But let's look at what's happening here, okay? Okay. So there's really two ways you could look at the chalos themselves, okay? And this is going to explain how avoda would work, okay? Meaning, we want to understand now, can I apply the phenomenon of pigle by maisei avoda, okay? Can I apply that now to chefzos of avoda? Can I apply the same type of reasoning, okay? So the Havamin is going to say, well, it depends how you look at the chalos. If the chalos are really one chefza, meaning what do I have in the chalos? I have A and A, right? I have A and A. So if that's true, if I start, so to speak, the pigle on one, of course it's affecting the other because they're two parts of an entity, right? They're related to each other because they are. So what the Gemara is saying, and the Havamin is saying that, the Havamin is saying, one second, since the chalos are really one chefza, meaning they're two of the same thing. So when I begin pigle on one, I can say what's going to, in other words, what's going to happen, right? The second chalos is going to come into existence as well. Think about it. What happens by pigle by avoda? I have shchita, right? And I'm doing shchita with a mind zrika, which is going to take place in the future, right? So I can create a tziruf in such a sense, right? By the chalos, I'd say the same thing. If I do pigle on one challah, since both challahs are really part of, they're really an entity, I can now say, right, I can say the other challah now has a reality. There's a reality of that other challah when I start the process by the first one. There is a reality to it. So therefore, when I do one, right, and the Havamina, when I'm pigle on one, I can say it can affect the other because they're part of one overall unit. But in the Maskana, if I look at each chefza as being discrete from each other, then there's no way, there's no meaning, so to speak, to saying chatzi pigle, so to speak, or chatzi matir on one. Because I can only have the two relate to each other vis-a-vis chefzos through the tziruf. So doing a separate act of pigle on each one vis-a-vis avoda would be impossible. So it's all a question of how you look at the relationship of the chalos to each other. If they're really one chefza, so to speak, right? So then I can say, I can have a pigle on half and then the other half. Because I could say, once I engage one half, it's affecting the other one. They're entangled, so to speak, because they're part of this one chefza. But if they're two separate chefzos, right? Then what I do on one has nothing to do with the other. Mi pi avoda, right? So I'd have to, only way it would work is if I'm mitzarf the two together. Then I can say, mi pi avoda, now I've created, so to speak, this idea of a unit of chalos. Oh, and I'll tell you why. Because by normative pigle, your das is always about something that's going to take place in the future, right? In the normal case, right? In other words, I have my shchita now for my zrika in the future. But now you have something different here because these are being done at the same time. The Zman is the natural tziruf of the two. So the Havamin is saying, well, if the Zman is the tziruf, maybe you could argue that they're actually one entity, which is a very logical position. They're one entity. It's two parts of an entity, so to speak. Exactly. The Chiddush is to break them up into two parts and say that one affects one doesn't affect the other. And therefore, it's only through tziruf that can have one to affect the other. That's the Chiddush. That's a good point, Zev. Because by avoda, I can point to a natural, so to speak, tziruf that exists already. One chronologically follows the other. But these things are two separate entities. They're two objects. They don't have it. The only reason why they're related to each other is because I'm bringing them now. That's it. Other than that, they're two separate things. Okay, so now the Gemara says, one second. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Aliba Daman. But one second. If you're going to tell me that Rebbe holds like Brisa number two, right? Then who does Rebbe line up like? Okay? You can't e Aliba de Rabbanan, right? So the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me he holds like Rabbanan, right? Afilu ba'achas mehen nami. But he can't, and that, it would make, it was according to that way of learning, Rebbe can't be like Rabbanan because Rabbanan hold, whatever I do for one affects the other. Okay? So that can't be. Again, if you hold Bryson number two is like Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, right? You would, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, or Rabbanan would say, I can do pigle one and would affect the other. In other words, bidirectional pigle could still work. So now we're going out of avoda back into the goof business again. But if you say Eli with the Rav Yossi, Rebbe holds like Rav Yossi, and then he says Hadra Kushan L'Duchte, okay? Now we're right back to where we started, which is where what? The same problem we had before. Good. So now the Gemara says no. La'olam, now by Zev, just to make it calm down, there's no Havamina there. The Gemara is just trying to figure out, from a mechanic standpoint, now we're back to point number one. Now here's the move, and you can think about this over the weekend. The Gemara says, La'olam aliba derabanan. No. So check this out. Brisa number two, right, really holds like, is really like the Rabbanan, okay? Well, how's that possible? How's that possible? Because Rabbanan say, if I do one, affects the other. I'll tell you why. V'lo teima ad shiyifagel bishtehen, ella ad shiyifagel bishnehen. Okay? Don't read that brisa to say shtehen. Read it to say shnehen. Okay? What's shnehen referring to? Shnehen means the kvasim. Okay? Meaning afilu ba'achas mehen. Oh, actually. Okay. Afilu ba'achas ben lafuke Reb Meir, which I'll say what it says in a second. De amar mithalgam v'chatzi matir, kamash molon delo. Okay, but let's understand the first part. What does it mean to, why do we care if, what does it mean to change the Gemara now from shtehen to shnehen? Why does it help us? Why does it help us? You're not going to get this. Hold on. Let me help you. It's like this. Read the second Bryce as follows, okay? When I do, if I do, the only, in order for pigle to work by the shnei kvasim, I have to be, again, we're talking about the kvasim now, okay? By the kvasim, I now unite them together with a kezias. And then I would say that now they're both pigle, okay? But meaning if I did pigle on one, it wouldn't affect the other. But that doesn't go against the chachamim. Why? Because the shnei kvasim are, I'm just going to tell you the facts. The shnei kvasim are matir the lechem. It's only through the shchita of the kvasim that I can even consider eating the chalos. So what the chachamim therefore say is as follows. When it comes to the kvasim, right, I have to do an act of pigle on both, right? If I only did it on one, it would not affect the other. But once I've done the pigle on both, right, now whatever I do on the chalos after that, one's going to affect the other. Since the dependency of the lechem is on, the dependency of achila of the lechem is on the kvasim, once I'm mefagel the kvasim and I unite them through my pigle, then by definition, the chalos are united as well. And if they're united, if I only have pigle on one, of course it's going to affect the other. Okay, so one, you got to be careful, Zev. It's not saying that you, there's no idea of chalos without the kvasim. Right? It's saying that the matir of the achalos of eating them comes from the kvasim. I'm still chayv to bring the chalos. It's just that this component of the chalos isn't mutter until I do the kvasim. But the key point the Gemara is saying, I'm not defining it for you, but the key point, all I'm telling you the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is saying that I can show you why or how the second brisa lines up like the chachamim, and then the Mishnah Chachamim fits in fine. Because the second Brisa is, because the second Brisa is talking about the Kvasim. And there, the Chachamim agree. One Kevis doesn't affect the other. It's only through the act of being Mefagel, then Bishnei and Bekazayas, that one would affect the other. But once I had that in place, when it comes to the Chalos, if I had Pigle on one of the Chalos, right, of course it affects the other. Because now, for whatever reason why, they're joined together naturally because the kvasim are required to matir the chalos. All I'm saying, no, let me retract that. What I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is that you, the chachamim say you could never separate the chalos because they are dependent in some way on the kvasim. Since the kvasim are the matya for the chalos are always to be considered one unit. And therefore, if I affect one, if I do pickle on one, it's going to affect the other.